And north of Zimbabwe, Kenyans are dealing with the aftermath of a disputed election there around the first of the year. There have been violent and deadly ethnic battles in the country, and returning to normal life is very hard. Among the victims of the political turmoil were some orphans. Emily Meehan reports on a group of children who suffered a really terrible blow during this violence, the murder of their benefactor.
George Achola is a 10-year-old with a surprising command of his country's politics. Here he is with his friends, imitating the Kenyan president, Mwai Kibaki, appealing to Kenyans for patience.
Sasa mnapigania katiba. Hakuna mwelekeo.
Politics are personal for all age groups in Kenya. After 2 months of conflict that displaced hundreds of thousands and killed more than 1,000 people, including Miletus Mugabe Were, a home builder, community activist, and burgeoning politician. He started Villa Tej, the Nairobi orphanage that George Achola and dozens of others call home.
I liked him because he loved children and he cared about people. I feel like he was my father.
Kodak Mugwizi, a small 11-year-old, was the only child around the orphanage during the violence. Were was shot in the heart and the eye by gunmen who attacked him as he arrived at his home. The killing was called a political assassination. Were, who won a seat in parliament in December, was a member of a tribe deemed loyal to the opposition.
He used to treat us very well. Now, we don't have any hope.
Zaria Omwai says the kids cried for days after Were was killed. She has worked as the house mother of Villa Tej since it first opened in 2003. The kids call her Mom. On the buzzing orphanage balcony, Omwai says teachers and staff are also devastated.
When I was thinking about him, I just cried. 2 weeks ago, I was in hospital. I was admitted because of that. I was tortured so much. And I was thinking, where am I going to take these kids? He gave us love so much. Now we are traumatized.
Villa Tej is in a suburb called Dandora. Mugabe Were was raised there and just finished an apartment building on the border of Dandora's sprawling dump site. From the roof, you can see scavenger birds circling above garbage, plumes of gas, stone houses, and rows of shacks. In the middle of Dandora is a soccer field with half-finished bleachers, a work in progress of the late politician. His orphanage is down a shady lane in a stone building covered with bougainvillea.
My brother started this orphanage through community consultation because he had been brought up by a single mother. Then unfortunately her mother passed away while we were still young. He had an idea of what being an orphan is.
Were's younger brother, Emmanuel Ombayo, has been struggling to take his place in business, politics, and as the patron of 50 orphans. He says many extended family members have lost confidence in Villa Tej now that its founder is dead. Almost 20 children have not yet returned from Christmas break.
Our children also saw some of these horrific deeds. So now we're trying to give them a normal life, of which they still don't believe it's there for them. They believe their life is going nowhere without their patron.
Mugabe Were's family members are trying to find new sponsors. In the meantime, the mood at Villa Tej is anxious. Staff appeal to God, and the children, in frayed navy blue uniforms, appeal bashfully to my microphone for food, clothes, and security. 10-year-old Emmanuel Ojijo finishes every sentence with a humble thank you.
My name is Emmanuel Ojijo. The school is so very good to us, and we love it. I just feel very bad because I doesn't want to leave this school. Thank you.
Si. Watoto.
At the end of their lunch break, the kids rap about life as an orphan. It's tough, they say. They miss home and they miss their parents.
I make you to be my mom and I'm my family. I miss my house, I miss my school.
Like many Kenyans, these kids didn't know how much harder life could get. For NPR News, I'm Emily Meehan in Nairobi.